Hi, I'm Saida Garrett, co-writer of Michael Jackson's Man in the Mirror, and you're listening to Rainbow Country with Mr. Mark Tara.
Today on Rainbow Country, my Big Brother Canada Season 12 coverage continues with the most recent evicted house guest.
Guess. I have the results. By a unanimous vote, Victoria, you have been evicted from the Big Brother Canada house. Please gather your things and say your goodbyes.
Okay. Congratulations, guys. Keep it going. I love you guys so much. Anthony, we can talk when this is all said and done.
Of course, my love.
Spicy.
All right.
Give them that spicy bee energy.
Oh, you know, it's the only way I know how.
Bye, babe.
Bye.
Yes.
Hi, Victoria. How are you doing today?
Hey. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I am good. Victoria, that vote unanimous. Did that vote surprise you?
Yeah. No, it didn't surprise me. I was well aware that Anthony went to work and, you know, got them against me to get me out those doors. Anthony is someone who is very strategic, and he wouldn't have put me up on that block unless he knew he had the votes to get me out. He very much kept like bits of information in his back pocket, some true, some not, to whip out when it was time to take his shot and use against me. And that's what he did.
Victoria, who was your true final two?
It breaks my heart to say it, but Anthony was my true final two. I thought it would be historic, legendary, and iconic for the two All-Stars to be the last ones walking in and the last ones walking out. And, you know, it really is all that I thought about throughout the game was how we could get there. So it's definitely devastating that I went out on his HOH.
Victoria, you and Anthony are returning house guests. You got evicted on Anthony's HOH. How do you feel being evicted on Anthony's HOH? How does that make you feel?
It's devastating. It's absolutely devastating. It's almost like unforgivable. Like I never would have seen this coming. If you would have asked me that going into the house, I would have said no way. I knew I was going up by the time the ceremony came, but it still didn't really take away the shock and hurt of it all. I was very disappointed, and now there's no way that we could make history as being the final two together. So it definitely makes me sad.
Victoria, do you think that there was anything more you could have done to save your game?
Possibly, like maybe if I talked to Bailey and Todd alone and, you know, really just tried to let them understand the game that Anthony was playing and to not be persuaded by it all. But my eviction was very quick. I didn't really have a lot of time to campaign. There was other things we were doing in the house. And, you know, I was just, to be honest, exhausted by that point. And I just know that Anthony had already gone to work and kind of turned them against me. So I did want to leave with my integrity and head held high. And I just didn't have the time to get there.
So Victoria, let's go back in time. You find out you'll be on Big Brother Canada 12. Do you have a strategy going into this season?
Yeah, like coming into this season, I was really looking for people to play the game with. I feel like the first time I played, I didn't really have strong relationships, strong alliances. So I told myself I really did want to find strong players, align myself with them. And that's exactly what I did. I aligned myself with Avery, someone who won two amazing HOHs. I had three HOHs under my belt. So between us, we controlled more than half the game. And that is powerful. That is amazing. So that was kind of the strategy I wanted to have going in there. And I do think that I've followed through with that.
So, Victoria, you played on both season 9 and now season 12. Which season was more challenging for you to navigate?
Ooh, that's a tough question. I feel like playing the first time, I had a lot more like fun with it. Like, it's almost like I didn't realize I was playing Big Brother. I was just fascinated by the challenges, the wardrobe, like the excitement of it all, that I wasn't really playing the game, like making alliances and scheming and doing whatever it took to stay in the house. I was just there for a good time. Playing the second time, I very much was like, okay, I want to make it further. I want to be remembered. How do people win this game? Okay, they align themselves with strong people. They get out strong players. They win when the time's right, not all the time. You know, I had a lot more in me and a lot more to like observe and kind of go off of. So yeah, like I think it was just more challenging in the fact that I had people that I actually wanted to work with and that actually wanted to work with me, and just trying to navigate my way through the people and alliances and who I wanted to stay true to and who I thought was bad for my game. Just a lot more of that kind of went into myself playing the second time.
So, Victoria, you won 3 HOHs, 1 POV. What were those competitions like to play?
Awesome. Super cool. They did not hold back with the challenges this year. They were freaking amazing. You know, like spitting your venom into tubes of players you wanted to eliminate. Hilarious. And, you know, being an HOH and one of our big twists, the movie Night Massacre, like amazing. And then, you know, we had some past house guests come in and run around with numbers on their shirts. We had to try and add up the numbers. And I put 1, 2, 3, 4 as my answer. So that coming out with the winning number or like number to win is just hilarious to me. And the executive veto, oh my God, that we had to do like a process of elimination where someone would pick somebody and they would be eliminated. And I made it to the end. Like that meant so much to me, knowing that the house guest chose me. Like nobody was threatened by me at that point. They were okay with me having that power. And that meant a lot to me. That meant at that point in the game, I was doing everything right.
Victoria, most challenging part about being part of this season?
Yeah, I think the most challenging part about being on this season was being an all-star and knowing that people are watching and they're expecting a lot from me. I've played the game, I've done this before, and people are expecting me to go in there and kick butt. So that's exactly what I tried to do. Go in there, win things, align myself, and play the game and show people that I'm a Big Brother player. I'm an all-star for a reason. And I hope that I gave them that and showed them why I got the call.
Victoria, my last question. Best part about being part of Big Brother Canada season 12.
Oh my God. Honestly, that right there, just being a part of it, getting the call, like there's over like 150 previous house guests, and like being one of the two to be selected is absolutely amazing. I also got to go on a secret mission, which has been my dream my whole life. So that secret mission was amazing, where I got to like do stuff in the house without the house guests knowing and kind of play pranks on them. And I loved that. And then, yeah, that iconic executive veto, like being chosen by the house to have that around my neck, really made me feel like, damn, I am that all-star. I am that player. I'm exactly where I need to be right now in this house and with my game. And that was just such an amazing feeling.
Victoria, well said. Thanks for your time. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Mark. Yeah, of course. Thanks so much.
Big Brother Canada Season 12 airs on Global TV Sundays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. For more information, simply visit bigbrothercanada.ca.